you talk about having a good vibe going into the playoffs. What kind of, you know, when like this do for a team that's kind of been trying to find that groove, you know, to fight away late to win it?
Tons of emotion going through today's game. We played a near picture perfect first, and then we just, I don't want to say we melted down, we just didn't check. And you know, you get loose sticks, the guys that know how to put the puck in the net, and that's what happens. And the game, players are too good. The league's too good. The game can change just like that, and that's what happened. But there were some signs. Like, the guys, you know, in the end, our power play, even though it didn't score, I thought it gave us a ton of life. It had chances, which I think led into the 6-on-5, which, you know, in the end, Cooch grabbed control and puts that one in. But I thought there was a lot of momentum built up, especially that last 8 minutes of the third. You know, give Anaheim credit, or probably on the outside looking in here, and they don't quit. And so just that belief that you can win in a game. And saw a glimpse of that tonight, and eventually you know, scored more than enough goals to win tonight. Unfortunately, a few got called back, but it was how they did it in the end. So I'm proud of the guys.
You haven't pulled Vasilevskiy in a few years now. What went into that decision? Is it to send a message to the group, or what was the?
You know, those are tough decisions. They haven't been too tough for me because we just haven't been in those situations. I probably tend to leave our goalies in more, maybe, than I should, but I trust them. But in this situation here, I felt it was time. Three quick ones went in, and I just didn't want to be in a situation where I wanted anybody losing confidence, and I didn't want to burn a timeout. And I thought about putting it back in, and so, you know, a lot of different things go into it. But, you know, for Vass, if you're getting pulled once every 3 years, you know, I hope the next time it happens, if it does, it's not for 3 years from now. So it's going to happen in games.
Moose coming in, probably not expected to play tonight, doing what he did, has to be, it's pretty remarkable, I think.
Well, that's the pro that he is, and I'm not sure he got completely tested until, you know, Terry gets the breakaway, and now we need a save because he makes a 4-2. Now it's going to be tough for us. And Moose makes a big save there, and then he gets Zegerson in overtime. So those are two big time saves, and that's what we need from the goaltender. And we get that from our guys. They seem to make a big save when they need it, and Moose did that tonight.
Coach, is this the kind of game that turns young coaches old before their time?
I don't know, I'm not so sure if you're saying I'm a young coach, I don't know. But they're just fun games to be in. That's why you do this. It's competition, you don't know what's gonna happen. You have a 2-0 lead, you cough it up, you score late, you have goal in overtime, called back, and then you get to hear the crowd rip it up again. That's why I just love being a part of this game, love coaching, because you never know what's gonna happen in any given night. Sports is live theater. There's no retakes or nothing, and it's just awesome.
So if your top scorer is something to watch, is how much they're shooting it, their shot volume, it's like that. I mean, Kucherov, I mean, he's shooting like he did at the end of the game. It's like, you know, obviously a good sign. Is that something that rips up other people, you know?
Well, I'm a big believer in the more you shoot, the better chance you're going to score. And that's not for everybody, but for guys who are used to putting the puck in the net, that's what happens. And so you know, you love to see Cooches and the Stamkoses and the points and go on. I'd love to see them in that 5, 6, 7 shot range, because when you do that, pucks are going in that for you. And it's hard at times. You know, teams check and do different things, but that keep that mentality, good things will happen for our team.
You've won so much that it often gets taken for granted, maybe outside of a lot of them, but 8 playoffs in 9 seasons, still a certain level of enjoy just navigating through the NHL season and get the postseason?
Yeah, you take pride in that. There's no doubt. It's a tough league to win in, and to every year somehow find a way to punch your ticket. And it, a ton of credit goes to the players because it's hard, especially that we've won a couple cups and there's ample opportunity for guys to take a breath and say, okay, but they haven't, and they keep pushing forward, and we just do it different ways. And they'll get on the guys in the room to every year and say, we have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. We understand we have to get in the playoffs first, and they do that. And you never know what can happen. We're proof of that. And so, good on them. As I told them, they'll be backed in. Creeping up on 100 points, and you continue to do that. It's not a bunch of great guys that want to work for you and play, and fun to be a part of.
You mentioned you consider putting Vasilevskiy back in. Did he come to you and say, like, hey,
no,
you put it down?
No.
But he was available to come back in.
Yeah.
Coach, go ahead.